Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom, and today is our unit on technology. We just love technology here in Taiwan because Taiwan is a technology powerhouse in the world.
Yeah.
With all the motherboards and computers and wafers that come out of Taiwan. People in Taiwan are techno-savvy. So, of course, it's our unit on technology, but today we're talking about something called augmented reality. Okay, I've heard of virtual reality before, but this is kind of a new term for me.
Me
augmented
too.
Reality. What exactly is that?
We're going to learn some more as we go through our article.
That's the purpose of our lesson today.
This is the first time I'd heard of it, too. So
me
it's
too.
Kind of interesting. We're going into kind of a, I don't know, a science fiction area to me, it seems. Our world is changing very quickly through technology. Let's learn about augmented reality by reading through our article first.
You are Tony Stark, the famous superhero Iron Man. You pull down the face mask of your helmet and prepare to save the world. As you do so, everything you can see is overlaid with digital information, telling you all you need to know about the world around you. This is augmented reality, AR, and it's not just available to superheroes. If something is augmented, it is improved or supplemented by something else. That's exactly what AR is, reality with added computer-generated content. This could include sounds, videos, words, numbers, and all sorts of other information. Take watching sports games on TV, for example. There are many extra details added to the images we are watching, such as the first down line in football. AR is different from virtual reality, VR, which is used to create a whole new unreal world rather than adding extra things to what our eyes can already see. AR has many applications in the real world. One obvious one is in navigation. Imagine driving around an unfamiliar city with a real-life Google Maps on your windshield. In addition to giving you directions, your AR app shows you other points of interest nearby and warns you of local traffic conditions. AR can also be applied by educating children with useful facts and figures about the world around them. One example of this is helping students learn about the body by displaying a real person's bones and internal organs with an AR device. Simple AR technology is full of stunning potential, and more devices and apps are being developed all the time. Though there are still a few issues to solve concerning how it will function in the real world, it surely won't be too long before AR is an indispensable part of our everyday lives.
So let's get started, guys. We're talking about augmented reality, which is different from virtual reality. I like how the article talks about the differences between those two things. First of all, though, our article starts off with an example that most of us are familiar with because we've seen the movie Iron Man and the sequels that followed. You are Tony Stark. You're the guy who invented Iron Man. He's a superhero, of course. Now, here you are. You pull down the face mask of your helmet and prepare to save the world. If you've seen the movie, have you seen the movie, Tom?
I didn't see the first one, but I think I saw like the third one or something.
Oh, you should see the first one.
But I know what they're talking about here. He's got this mask over his face, and it's giving him all this extra useful supplementary information.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So he's seeing this as he's looking through the mask. As you do this, everything you can see is overlaid with digital information, telling you all that you need to know about the world around you. If something's overlaid, it actually is placed on top of something else. So imagine looking through a mask, and as your eyes are looking, right in front of your eyes is information that's digitally produced or produced by a computer, and it just kind of lights up inside your helmet.
Exactly. Or you might be playing some kind of video game. You're the driver of an F1 car or something, and then all the information is displayed there in front of you, the speed, the wind speed, the position of your opponents, and stuff like that. That's kind of what they're talking about here. The information is overlaid there. To overlay means you put it over the surface of something, but what is underneath it is still there, or in this case, it is still visible, okay? And it's telling you all you need to know about the world around you. What is this? Well, this is augmented reality, or simply AR for short. And did we really talk about the word augment itself?
Oh, to be augmented is to be enhanced or be given something in addition to what it usually is. I learned this word when I was playing the piano because there was an augmented chord. Here it just means it's a little greater in size or value. Something's been added to it.
Yeah, if you're familiar with music, it's like an extra note added to a chord or something and gives it a kind of different sort of a sound.
Sure.
So yeah, adding to something or making something slightly bigger or something to augment it. And again, it's not just available to superheroes. Available here is a word that's kind of tricky sometimes. It just means it's something that you can use or you can obtain that thing. You could get it. Oftentimes we ask people, hey, are you available tomorrow afternoon?
You
have free time, etc. Or you could say, hey, you know, Jenny's kind of cute. You know, is she available? Does she have a boyfriend? I'd like to ask her out. Sorry, she's taken. 20 other guys are waiting in line for her. But in any case here, yes, it's available to anyone nowadays. Let's find out more about AR.
Well, in the next paragraph, it says, if something is augmented, it is improved or supplemented by something else. Again, a supplement is something you add to what's already there. We see this word a lot if you go into, say, a drugstore. You can buy something called a supplement. Maybe you're not eating enough healthy vegetables and you need a vitamin supplement or a calcium supplement to what you're getting through your food. So if something is supplemented, it's just added to boost something else. Well, that's exactly what AR is. Reality with added computer-generated or digital. That's what computer-generated means, digital content. Content is any sort of information that you're getting. For example, what's the content of the book about? Or what's the content of your radio show? What are you presenting? So they kind of add more to something that you're getting already.
Exactly. And this, of course, reminds me of Google Glass. That might have that as well. I think I also saw a commercial about the future. You wear some kind of device in front of you, and it shows you the world around you. If you look at something, and then it will give you some information about, oh, this building was built in 1965 or something like that. Or if you look over to the left, oh, that hotel has two available rooms. Maybe I'll go stay there, and it will also tell you how much they cost and stuff like that. So, again, it's just adding to what you can already see, and this could include sounds or videos or words, information, numbers like temperature and stuff like that, and all sorts of other information that you might find useful. Now we're going to talk about a sports game as an example. Sometimes when you watch TV sports games, there are many extra details added to the images we are watching, okay? So indeed, when you're watching the news, for example, sometimes they also show you other news stories that are going on.
Those are those runners at the bottom of the TV screen, the words that just keep running across the screen.
Or they might also show you some weather conditions at the same time. You can have all that information coming at you at the same time. It's interesting here, though, because the writer here is British, but he's also talking about American football here. There are many extra details added to the images we are watching, such as the first down line in football. Again, that's American football. We're going to have to explain this whole sport to people here, but basically in American football, a team has, what, three-fourths attempts?
Four attempts
to move the football 10 yards, okay? And when you move the ball 10 yards, you get a first down. So on TV, they will show you the yellow line that they are actually trying to get to, which is 10 yards away from where the ball is. If you're watching the game live, you don't see that yellow line there, but you can see it on TV. So that is an example of extra information added to the images that we can already see.
They're also using this kind of technology, even in baseball games that I watch. They have taken this ability and they're now using it for advertising. And they're putting advertising up that isn't real to people who are there in the stadium. They can't see it, but people who are watching on their television sets can because it's digital.
Or they also show the strike zone.
Oh, yeah.
Next to the batter. Yeah. If you're at the game, you can't see that. But if you're watching on TV, you can see if the umpire made the right call or not. Oh, that's not a strike. It's outside. That's actually a ball. He made a bad call there. But again, those are examples of information they're adding, augmented reality.
Right. And we're seeing a lot in sports just because they can make a lot of money if they improve the experience of sports fans very quickly. So AR is different from virtual reality that everybody's heard about by now, VR, virtual reality. Virtual reality is not physically existing in the world. It's usually made using software, and it appears to be that way, but it's not a real world. It's what you're looking at. You can go on a virtual tour of a place. Maybe you don't have enough money to go sightseeing in Europe. You can get online and go to a website that will take you on a virtual tour. Feels like you're going around and looking at things, but you're not. You're in your own home, and you're still in your own country, but it's kind of cool that you can do that now. Well, it is different from that. It's used to create a whole new unreal world rather than adding extra things to what our eyes can already see. So virtual is all made up. None of it's real, but augmented reality, most of it's real. Some stuff we're adding in is not. It's added using computer technology.
Okay, so again, the cue there or the important part there is augmentation, adding something to what is already there, as we mentioned before. We'll talk some more about the applications AR has in the real world, but please stay tuned. We're going to listen now to our Chinese teacher. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下今天空格第一格的句子里面写着 As you do so, everything you can see is overlaid with digital information. Blank one, you, all you need to know about the world around you. 在这里呢，讲到呢，今天的主题扩增实境来做一个前言。当你这么做，如同钢铁人这么做的同时，所有你能见到的事物都被覆盖上了这数位资讯。在这里的 be overlaid with 就是有覆盖着什么样子的东西。Overlaid, 它的原形动词 overlay, O-V-E-R-L-A-Y, 也就是有覆盖的意思。而这些资讯它的功能跟作用，补充说明，我们用分词构句，就是告诉你你所需要知道的一切资讯。所以第一题我们就搭配文法跟句型结构的概念，标准答我们就应该要选择 be telling。接着我们来看到第二个空格 That's exactly blank 2 AR is Reality with added computer generated content 在这里呢就来补充说明这正是 AR 也就是扩增实境 Augmented reality 所谓的东西就是这些了他们后面再用一个破折号来补充说明，这指的就是 reality with added computer generated content， 而它这样子的现实呢，再加上电脑所生成的内容，就是 AR 的定义。一般来讲，如果我们要问问句说什么是 AR 呢，你会说 What is AR？ 不过在这个句子当中，它从呢这样子的直接问句变成了间接问句。是一个名词子句，所以我们就先放疑问词 what， 再放主词 AR， 再搭配 be 动词。所以第二题的标准答案就选择 A what。接下来第三个空格告诉我们 AR 跟 VR 有什么不一样。这个句子里面提到 AR is different from virtual reality。 VR, which blank 3, a whole new unreal world rather than adding extra things to what our eyes can already see. 在这里的 which 呢是用来补充说明 VR, 这里的 VR 呢它就是被用来创造出一个全新的然后是不真实的世界。还记得在英文里面我们说到 virtual reality,指的就是一个虚拟的世界，所以当然跟我们真实的世界是不一样，而 VR 是被用来制造一个全新的非现实世界。搭配文意，第三题我们可以选择 D 选项的 is used to, 再加原形动词，在英文里面就是代表着被用来去做怎么样子的功能跟目的。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
The time has now arrived for us to resume...Today's lesson, we're going to continue into the third paragraph. Again, we're talking about augmented reality, or AR, which is different from virtual reality, which is totally creating a new world. AR just adds to the world we're already looking at. And AR has many applications in the real world, or many uses in the real world, okay? So one obvious one is in navigation. Okay, obvious means when something is so clear that you can't miss it. Is Lisa going out with John? It's obvious. They're always together. They're holding hands. Why would you ask that question? It's obvious they are a couple. It's very, very clear. You don't need to ask that question. So an obvious application or use in the real world would have to do with navigation. Navigation is just trying to get around, trying to figure out where you are and how to get to where you want to go.
Well, here's an example. Imagine driving around an unfamiliar city, someplace you don't know, with a real-life Google Maps on your windshield. So this is the setup. This is the scene we're setting. If you're unfamiliar with something or someone, it means you don't know them or you don't recognize something. So you're in an unfamiliar city. You've never been there before. This is your first trip. And you're in a car driving around, but guess what?On the windshield, that's that piece of glass at the front of the car that you look through. You can actually have a real-life Google Maps on your windshield. So instead of having to pull out your laptop or take up your smartphone and look at Google Maps there, you can have Google Maps on your windshield, which gives you lots of wonderful information.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
I don't know how many times we've tried to go to Luo Dong in Yilan County. We get off the number 5 freeway, and then we just get lost. We have no idea how to get to the middle of Luo Dong. It's pretty complicated. If you're from there, you probably know it like the back of your hand. But for me, I just always had trouble trying to find my way there. So this might be useful here if you get off the 5 freeway, and it'll tell, oh, go right here and then turn left here and right. Oh, bingo, we're right at the Luo Dong Market. Okay, so in this case here, yes, you're driving in an unfamiliar city, like to me. Luo Dong is unfamiliar. I don't know it. And you've got Google Maps on your windshield. You could also call that a windscreen. That's what they call that in England. In America, we say windshield. The glass in front of you as you're driving there. And in addition to giving you directions, your AR app shows you other points of interest nearby. So this is your app, which would be on your smartphone. Usually it's on your smartphone, but hey, you've got this app now on your windshield, basically, and it would also show you other points of interest. Maybe if you turn right here, there's a nice little seafood restaurant. If you go straight, then there's a nice little bed and breakfast there that still has a room, and it's very reasonably priced, and it's for families and stuff like that. Yeah, it could provide you all that information. Here's a place to go to get some bubble milk tea, okay? You might be thirsty for that on a hot summer day.
Yeah, points of interest could also be tourist sites, tourist attractions, places that people are interested in going to see, especially if they're from out of town. And this app would also warn you of local traffic conditions. For example, it might say, be aware that this particular road or street is closed right now due to construction. Or maybe you can't make a U-turn on this particular road. Be careful.
Or there's a cop up there or a speed trap, so yeah. Slow down.
Yeah. Or a speed camera where they take a picture of you and then you get a ticket in the mail. Things like that. Well, AR can also be applied by educating children with useful facts and figures about the world around them. Figures here doesn't refer to a person, it refers to numbers. Facts and figures, you'll often hear those two words together, which just is a lot of information, actually. Facts that you might be needing to know, and figures, numbers, which are statistics, which I guess you can learn a lot from facts and figures if you pay attention. So they're trying to use this technology to educate children in school.
Okay, and our writer gave an example here. One example of this for children to learn about the world around them is helping students learn about the body by displaying a real person's bones and internal organs with an AR device. So imagine you're looking at a real person, and then your AR device will actually show you the bones underneath. This is the femur. This is the arm bone. Here's the collarbone, etc. These are the ribs. This is the abdomen, the hip bone. All that kind of stuff would be visible there. And those are the internal organs, or excuse me, I just mentioned the bones there, but internal organs. Internal means inside, so you'd see like the liver, the kidneys, the pancreas, the bladder. Those are all different organs in the body. By using this device, a device is just a little machine that helps us in our lives.
Right. So we're going on to the last paragraph here. Simple AR technology is full of stunning potential, and more devices and apps are being developed all the time. So when you talk about technology, you're talking about the machinery, the equipment that we develop using our brains, using scientific knowledge. Taiwan's pretty famous for their technology. We're a high-tech country here, where a lot of people are educated and come up with some really great inventions, I must say. I see some cool apps that have been invented by college students lately.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Some of those college students, you'd think they're smart or something.
Yeah. Notice, guys, we're not saying APP.
Nope.
Because Americans, actually foreigners, don't say APP. We say app. It's faster.
Yeah, but also it's not kind of fair because there's not really a P stop in local languages, you know? So maybe if you say app in Chinese...
What's a P stop?
Just when you say app, you know, instead of app or something. It seems like in Chinese you always have to have something after it, you know? You know, L-O, you know, what's your size? X-L-O, you know, you can't just say L or app or N, these ending sounds.
F-O.
Yeah, there always has to be some kind of vowel sound after it. So I'm imagining that's probably the reason. It just helps in the local language.
Yeah, but try.
To say it
app.
That way. App. Yeah, but we do say app in English. Mm. That's the point here. So these apps are being developed all the time. And yes, indeed, you can have them in your smartphone. But they'll probably be in some kind of device that you wear on your head. Probably something like Google Glass.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be some kind of visor in a hat or something. I'm imagining someday they might actually surgically implant these things inside your eyes, just like people get operations to change the color of their irises or something. Maybe they'll have something put inside your eyes there so you can actually see this extra information when you go out about
Wouldn't that make us, though, part human, part robot?
Yeah, maybe we're turning into the Borg, which is something only
Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Trek fans would, a mixture of machine and being, human or something like that. Maybe we're heading in that direction. Who knows? But in any case here, yes, indeed, they are coming up with these new apps all the time. And though there are still a few issues to solve, some still problems they need to work out concerning how it will function in the real world, it surely won't be too long before AR is an indispensable part of our everyday lives. So, yes, they have some problems to solve, issues to solve concerning or about how it will work or how it will function. Yeah, what kind of devices are they going to be? How are you going to power them?
Yeah.
How are you going to get the information from outside, inside, etc.? Are you going to use satellites? Is there going to be towers that repeat the information or something? Who knows? They still need to work these out.
But before too long, you're going to find that AR is an indispensable part of your life. If it's something is indispensable, it means you can't do without it. You have to have it. It's absolutely vital. It's necessary, or another word you could use is essential. You have to have it. So it's going to be fun to see what the future holds. Guys, right now we're going to turn the time over to our Chinese teacher.
接着来看到第四个空格。AR has many blank for in the real world. 那么在现实的世界里面呢 ,AR 其实有许多的什么。第四题的 A 选项 ,applications, 应用。B, limitations, 限制。C, regulations, 规则。D, decorations, 装饰品。后面有提到 AR 在许多实际世界上可以应用的事物。所以第四题搭配文意我们就选择 A 选项的 applications。接着第五个空格后面的句子是 Giving you directions, your AR app shows you other points of interest nearby and warns you of local traffic conditions. 在这里提到 AR AR 的好处除了可以指引方向之外还可以告诉你附近有什么有趣的景点甚至呢是警告你相关当地的交通状况所以除了这样子之外还有其他的功能在英文里面我们可以使用 in addition to 所以第五题的标准答案我们就选择 B In addition to, 在中文里面解释成为除了什么之外还有什么样子的功能。第六个空格 ,Simple AR technology is full of stunning blank six, and more devices and apps are being developed all the time. 其实呢简单的 AR 科技充满了令人震惊的怎么样。后面的文章提到有越来越多的装置跟应用程式都持续的被开发当中所以这就代表了充满了很多发展的潜力。第六题我们就可以选择 C 选项的 potential 就有潜力潜质的意思第七个空格后面的句子提到 There are still a few issues to solve concerning how it will function in the real world It surely won't be too long before AR is an indispensable part of our everyday lives尽管虽然呢我们还不太能够去确认而且还有许多相关它在现实世界上可以怎么样起作用的议题需要去解决尽管如此但是很快的我们会知道它在我们日常生活中扮演着不可或缺的角色所以搭配文意第七题我们可以选择 D 选项 though 在这里就有尽管虽然的意思OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解。谢谢收听。
That's it for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And who knows, maybe AR technology will aid you in your quest to learn English better. And hopefully we can play a part in that. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.